Chapter 4 The Freedom Method. The objective of this book is to direct you into a new frame of mind. Instead of feeling like you're climbing Mount Everest, enduring deprivation, overwhelming urges, and craving, we want to induce feelings of elation, as if cured of a terrible disease. The further you go through life, the more you'll look at this period of time and wonder why you had to look at porn in the first place, looking at your porn-using friends with pity. Regardless of if you're a casual porn user, an ex-porn user who has quit, if you're in the fasting days of a porn diet, or a porn user attempting to quit porn, it is essential to remain exactly as you are until you've completely finished the book. Don't change anything. Just finish the book. This might appear to be a contradiction. The instruction to continue your normal behavior, even if it includes porn usage, causes more objections than any other part of this entire book. But there is a point to this. As you read, you may gain more motivation to quit porn. You may channel that motivation into another attempt to quit porn by using the willpower method, distraction techniques, or some other method you've tried and failed at. You must not change anything about your porn usage until you finish the book. Let the method work for you. If you read this book within the recommended time frame, you won't lose any time. As you go through the book, your desire to use porn will gradually be reduced. Just let it happen. Take this instruction seriously. Attempting to quit early will not benefit you. Many do not finish the book because they feel they have to give something up. Some even deliberately read only one line per day in order to postpone the end. But look at it this way, what have you got to lose? If you don't quit porn after reading the entire book, you're no more worse off than you are now. This is Pascal's wager, a bet placed where you have nothing to lose with only the possibility of large gains. Similarly, if you haven't watched porn for a few days or weeks, but aren't sure whether you're a porn user, ex-porn user, or not a porn user at all, then don't use porn while you read. To be clear, if you've decided to finish the book, you're already free from porn, but we have to let your brain catch up with your body. This method is the complete opposite of any other normal method. The normal method simply lists the considerable disadvantages of porn and say, if I can go long enough without porn, eventually the desire will go and I can enjoy life again, free of slavery. The method in this book is more logical, but let's make a few things clear. Quitting porn isn't the real problem. Every time you finish your porn session, you've stopped using porn. Right after you finish a porn session, you may have powerful reasons to say, I don't want to use porn or even masturbate anymore. All porn users feel this way, and their reasons are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. The real problem is on day 2, day 10, or day 10,000 when you have a moment of weakness and decide to have just one peek, quickly decide to have another, and suddenly you're an addict again. Awareness of the health risk generates more fear, making it more difficult to stop. When you tell a porn user that they're destroying their health and virility, they will become stressed. How do porn addicts deal with stress? Yes, the first thing they'll do is reach for something to get their rush of dopamine, looking for an opportunity to be alone so they can open the internet browser to search for porn. Listing out all the reasons for quitting actually makes it harder. This is due to two reasons. First, it creates a story of deprivation. When we build a list of reasons why we should quit our addiction, we're basically forcing ourselves to give up something we want to keep. This mindset makes you believe you are losing something when you think about quitting. It makes you think of ways to rationalize your addiction, to be defensive about it, and to find ways to negotiate with yourself to keep some pleasure while still gaining freedom. Second, listing the reasons we should quit creates solutions for things we aren't always looking for answers to. Quitting porn helps me build a business. What if I don't have a business? Quitting porn helps my social life. What if I don't want one? We don't use porn for the same reasons we should quit. It's usually not an apples-to-apples comparison. The real question is, why do we want or need to do it? With this method, we initially forget the reasons why we'd like to quit porn, instead facing the problem and asking ourselves the following questions. What is porn doing for me? Am I actually enjoying it? Do I actually need it? The beautiful truth is that porn does absolutely nothing for you whatsoever. To be clear, we aren't saying that the disadvantages of being a porn user outweigh the advantages. The fact is, there are zero advantages to looking at internet porn. Most porn users find it necessary to rationalize why they use porn, but the reasons they come up with are all fallacies and illusions. By removing these, you'll come to understand that not only is there nothing to give up, but there are marvelous positive gains from being free from porn, well-being and happiness being two of the foremost. By eradicating the feelings of being deprived or missing out, we can go back to reconsider the many benefits of quitting. These realizations will become your guides, assisting you in achieving what you really desire, free from slavery to this addiction. Chapter 5: The Sinister Trap. Internet porn is one of the most subtle and sinister traps humans and nature have combined to devise. It is sinister because it doesn't require any work to fall into, it uses the natural functions of your normal brain. What gets us into the trap in the first place? Typically, free porn samples from amateurs and professionals who post their content on the internet. That's how the trap is sprung. Your first peek was at thumbnails on any of a million different porn pages, amateurish and homemade clips of unknown models. Most of the images aren't attractive at all, and some are outright disgusting. If the first-timer's gaze was filled only with angelic beauties and professional models, then alarm bells would ring. Due to the normal appearance of most of the models, our young minds are reassured we'll never become addicted, thinking that because we don't enjoy everything we see, we can stop whenever we want. Curiosity brings us closer to their doorsteps, but we dare not click on some thumbnails, fearing they'd make you ill. If you accidentally clicked on one, you tried to get away from the page as soon as possible. We won't watch just anything. It has to be just the right content. Not too extreme, but extreme enough to stimulate us. We then spend the rest of our lives trying to understand why we do it, telling children not to start, and at odd times trying to escape. The trap is designed so that we try to quit only when something wakes us up: loss of sexual performance, loss of a career or relationship, shortage of sexual drive, or just feeling like garbage. But as soon as we quit, we have more stress. This is due to feelings of withdrawal, now that our favorite activity and coping mechanism to deal with stress has been removed. After a few days of torture, we come to the decision that we've picked the wrong time to quit, deciding we'll wait for periods when life doesn't have as much stress, which, when it arrives, also removes our reason for quitting. Of course, the perfect time to quit will never arrive because for some reason which we can't understand, our lives tend to become more and more stressful. Leaving the protection of our parents, stresses such as jobs, homemaking, mortgages, babies, bigger houses and more babies crowd our lives and cause more stress than ever. However, this is an illusion. The truth is that the most stressful part of any creature's life is early childhood and adolescence. We tend to confuse responsibility and stress. A porn user's life, like a drug addict's, automatically becomes more stressful because porn doesn't relax you or relieve stress, as some try to make you believe. It's just the opposite. Porn causes you to become more stressed as you continue using it. As you can see, those waiting for a less stressful time to come along before they decide to quit porn will be waiting forever. It isn't life that's causing their stress levels to rise, it's the addiction. Even porn users who quit, most do one or more times throughout their lives, can lead perfectly happy lives yet suddenly become addicted again. Wandering into the pornographic maze, our minds become hazy and we spend the rest of our lives trying to escape. Many succeed, only to fall into the sinister trap at a later date. Porn addiction is a complex and fascinating puzzle, much like a Rubik's Cube, practically impossible to solve. But if you have the solution, it's simple and fun. This method contains the solution to the puzzle, leading you out of the maze, never wandering in again, unless you choose to. All you have to do is follow the instructions. However, if you take a wrong turn, the rest of the instructions are pointless until you return to the path. Anyone can find it easy to quit porn, but first, some basic facts must be established. Not facts to scare you. There's already more than enough information out there. If that was going to make you quit, you'd have done so already. But why do we find it difficult to quit? Answering this requires us to know the real reason we're still using porn, boiling down to two factors. They are nature and internet porn. Brainwashing. Porn users are intelligent, rational human beings. They know they're taking enormous risks, so they will spend a lot of time rationalizing their habit. But porn users know in their hearts that they're fools. They know they had no use for porn before becoming addicted. Most remember that their first peek at porn was a mix of disgust and novel curiosity. Over time, they started learning how to locate, filter, and bookmark their favorite sites, working hard to become addicted. All the while, non-addicts, most women, older men, and people living in countries where high-speed internet porn is unavailable, aren't missing out on anything and find the entire situation laughable. By breaking down each of these factors in the next chapters, you too will understand the sinister trap and how to escape it.